Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, so I have taken the courage to pull up President Donald Trump's X account. Truth Social, whatever it's called. He also posted it on X. And at 10:20, let's take some time with this. We'll do quick takes. We'll have some fun. But I think we should definitely take some time with this to give you a chance to react. I'll read you the post on what he said about the governor and Ilhan Omar and temporary protected status. And we'll share more with that. But first, let's do quick takes.
We finally made it. It's like taking a long trip across South Dakota. You know, you see the wall drug signs, and the first one comes up and it says wall drug 474 miles away, 321, and you drive and drive, and there's a billboard for wall drug every 5 minutes. That's what it's been like since August. Hey, Black Friday just around the corner. Black Friday days early. Black Friday on its way. Did you know the Black Friday sale starting early here at blah, 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 blah. Anyway.
It's here.
The lead up, the long lead up. We're finally pulling in. Black Friday is upon us. Now, Jory, you said already you're going to the mall. Here's the question, though. Will you purchase anything today? Will you partake at all in the Black Friday shopping extravaganza?
I mean, if I see a great deal. I'm not made of stone, David. Look, I did get roped in to taking my daughter while we wait for my other daughter to come back, to land at the airport. So, I think I'm more there for the experience. This is something I've never done. I've never done Black Friday shopping in person at a large retail establishment, and Mall of America is as good as you can get. So, if I see something, and like, I'm not waiting online. I'm not going to wait online to get into a store. I'm not waiting on a ridiculous line to pay for something. If I see something and it's a good deal and the lines are reasonable and I know it's on my kid's list or it's something for Mark, absolutely, I will join the fun of Black Friday or the mayhem or whatever you want to call it. I'm not anti-Black Friday. Maybe you can get some great deals, and you're going to do the shopping anyway. You may as well get a great deal. 30% off aloe. My kids love aloe clothes. They're expensive, and it's 30% off today. That's a good deal. So, yes, if I see something, I will make a purchase.
Sounds like you're fully sucked into the deal. Yeah. You didn't want to go. Oh. I can't believe it's the worst thing ever. I have to go to mom.
Right.
Ooh, look at those shoes.
And that's it.
Oh,
I was against it.
50% off.
It wouldn't be my choice. That's why I say I got duped. My other daughter's
at the airport. I'll wait in this line. You're all in. You're going to be there till like 10 o'clock tonight.
Her plane didn't land yet. She might be delayed. I mean, but that's, I think, the true meaning of happiness. Once you've agreed to do something, you have to do it with zrizus, which in Hebrew is like, you have to do it with vim and vigor.
Yeah,
you have to be, you can't complain the whole time because
you're
just a miserable person.
Okay.
So I said I would do it. So now I have to be excited about it and go in with a good attitude, with zrizus, with good attitude.
Then when you get home from this extravaganza, which you think you're getting home at 4:30 after the second flight, I think you're getting home at more like 10:30 after 10 sales. But when you get home, you open the fridge, you don't want to cook anymore. What's the first leftover you're going to crack into today, here, the day after Thanksgiving?
Oh, that's a good question, but you're wrong because it's Shabbat. So I already have a Shabbat dinner planned.
Oh.
So there is cooking tonight. That the whole thing is happening. We're definitely doing it. But
you can't serve Thanksgiving leftovers for Shabbat?
I don't have Thanksgiving. I didn't make Thanksgiving.
They didn't send you home with
went to France.
Ziploc bag full of turkey scraps?
We took my mother-in-law makes amazing cheesecake. So we took the cheesecake for the girls. I don't have any leftovers. I don't. And that's okay. And if Mark took any, I'm sure he's eating them for lunch today. So I don't have, I absolutely have to cook tonight. But I will say some of my favorites, people made me like vegetarian stuffing.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I don't really eat stuffing nor make stuffing. That's fun and delicious. And say what you want about the humble cranberry. Some of those cranberry relishes or sauces or whatever you want to call them, they are delicious, tart and flavorful and fresh, refreshing and light. I even said to Mark last night, we need to add cranberry, some kind of a cranberry thing to the Shabbos table because I loved that as a side dish. So that would be what I would be digging for. Leftover stuffing, got to get the carbs in, and then the cranberry sauce in what, not the circle slices, but when people take whole cranberries.
Yeah, it's like a real sauce that you actually created yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those are the two things that I super loved from yesterday. So what about you? What are you digging out?
Well, I think we had some delicious potatoes, those like little tiny potatoes tossed in butter and garlic and all this stuff. And
better
the
second day when they're soaking up all the deliciousness.
Here's what's going to happen. Those potatoes with all the butter are going to get like smashed onto a cookie tray and broiled until they're crispy.
That is exciting.
It's going to be delicious. I might be more excited about that than anything we had yesterday.
That is exciting. So, I tell you, like my brisket is always better the next day and a piece of challah that's left
over. The stuffing,
over.
Too. Oh. The flavors on the stuffing get better the next day.
Oh. I agree. Sometimes the next day, that's the way to go. Even the turkey, if it was like a little dry, it's now soaking in the gravy.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Let's go.
I'm hungry now. Jeez, David.
Your fart walk after dinner is something that's going to help you age wonderfully. And if you follow me, you know that my husband and I go out for fart walks most nights after dinner. So about 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot.
Okay, that is a social media influencer who is describing their post-meal Thanksgiving or otherwise walk and saying that is not just a walk to get some fresh air, but that is indeed a fart walk. It is necessary to get the odors outside, and it is healthy for you as well. Jordana, do you believe in that? And do you go on a fart walk after a meal ever?
Okay. That was not unexpected. yes, I believe in a meal after a walk. 100%.
Walk after a meal.
A walk after a meal.
Get
that. I do believe in that. I didn't realize it had a terminology that was fart walk. I didn't know that. I imagine that when I go on walks, that happens naturally. And, you're less conscious. You're less self-conscious about it because you're walking away from the stink. And hopefully you can crunch a leaf and maybe don't have the...
What a diplomatic answer. I mean, America wanted you to detail in great description the terrible smells and the farting that you do, but you're too proper.
This is what I tell the kids.
You're
better out than in.
That.
Better out than in. Do not be embarrassed. Better out than in. Get it out. You don't want to be uncomfortable. And after you've overeaten and indulged, which is okay on Thanksgiving, I am a big fan of this. Also, by the way, if people don't know, the way you expel gas, lay on your back. Okay, this is yoga.
Okay.
Lay on your back. It's called wind passing pose. Literally. See, in yoga, in you know, what's the language? It's not Hindi. It's Sanskrit.
Okay.
They have nicer terms for this. They don't say fart. So it's called wind passing pose. You lay flat on your back, like not on the couch, on the floor, and you pull one knee or both knees up to your stomach.
Yeah.
You can alternate knees, and it will relieve some of that gas. Or you can go on a fart walk. That you just wanted to hear me say it. That's
I just wanted
fine
you
to
say fart walk again. Thank you. For those who do not want to go shopping today, today is a free entry day at all Minnesota state parks. They do this four times a year, and this Black Friday is always one of those days. So you can visit any one of the 64 state parks across our great state
great
for
option.
Free today. Now, I'm guessing neither of us are doing this today because it's a little bit of a drive to get to a state park. But will you, Jordana, try to do anything outside this weekend? Now, it's cold and snowy this weekend, but will you try to venture outside after gorging yourself for a couple of days?
Here's the deal. Like Dr. John Abraham was even saying, yesterday felt so cold. And I thought, oh, it's just me. I'm getting old. I'm so fragile. But because our bodies are not acclimated to the cold yet, that was it. It's been decent out. You know, even last week I walked around the lake with no jacket. You know, it's been great. And now it got significantly colder. My body is not acclimated yet. And I feel like even though I was bundled up yesterday when I went out and about, I was still really cold. So no, while I would like to go out on a walk, I might have to just use the treadmill because I need to acclimate to this extremely cold weather now. David's on the phone with somebody while he's supposed to be doing quick takes. Who's on the phone, David? Anyone interesting? He's hanging up on them right now. Oh, okay. You're done with quick takes. That's why you answer the phone. Did they just want to say hi?
Yeah, just somebody want to share a little story that we might get to later in the day.
Oh, that is so nice. Okay, so here I feel like I need to address this with you guys. I'm not on Truth Social. I barely look on X anymore. But President Donald J. Trump's tweet or his post, his truth, whatever you do on Truth Social, is horrifying, really. I see your text coming in. I will read the tweet and then I will allow calls, texts. And also, I was horrified by this tweet. But colleagues of mine say, that's what you get. They're not horrified. It's just more of the same. What is your reaction? I'll read the tweet to you. It's where he calls our governor retarded and talks about Ilhan Omar, the worst congresswoman in our country. I'll share the story and you can react next. You're going to have to steel yourself a little bit for what I'm about to read you, and then I would like your reaction. I don't want to cherry pick from the president's tweet. I want you to hear the whole thing, and then we can react together. President Donald J. Trump posted this yesterday on Thanksgiving. It was, let's see, on Twitter, it was 11 p.m. It has 33 million views from yesterday. Here is President Donald J. Trump's tweet. A very happy Thanksgiving salutation to all of our great American citizens and patriots who have been so nice in allowing our country to be divided, disrupted, carved up, murdered, beaten, mugged, and laughed at, along with certain other foolish countries throughout the world for being, quote, politically correct and just plain stupid. Stupid is in all caps when it comes to immigration. The official United States foreign population stands at 53 million people, census, most of which are on welfare from failed nations or from prisons, mental institutions, gangs, or drug cartels. They and their children are supported through massive payments from patriotic American citizens who, because of their beautiful hearts, do not want to openly complain or cause trouble in any way, shape, or form. They put up with what has happened to our country, but it's eating them alive to do so. The president continues. A migrant earning $30,000 with a green card will get roughly $50,000 in yearly benefits for their family. Now, sidebar, Jordana talking here. I don't know if any of this is true. I'm just reading the president's tweet. He continues. The real migrant population is much higher. This refugee burden is the leading cause of social dysfunction in America, something that did not exist after World War II. Failed schools, high crime, urban decay, overcrowded hospitals, housing shortages, and large deficits, etc. As an example, hundreds of thousands of refugees from Somalia are completely taking over the once great state of Minnesota. Somalian gangs are roving the streets looking for prey as our wonderful people stay locked in their apartments and houses, hoping against hope that they will be left alone. The president continues. The seriously retarded governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, does nothing, either through fear, incompetence, or both, while the worst congresswoman in our country, Ilhan Omar, always wrapped in her swaddling hijab, and who probably came into the U.S. illegally, in that you are not allowed to marry your brother, does nothing but hatefully complain about our country, its constitution, and how badly she is treated when her place of origin is a decadent, backward, and crime-ridden nation, which is essentially not even a country for lack of government, military, police, schools, etc. If you've just tuned in, this is the President of the United States' tweet. This is not my thoughts. I am reading what he posted on Truth Social and on Twitter. He continues, even as we have progressed technologically, immigration policy has eroded those gains and living conditions for many. I will permanently pause migration from all third world countries to allow the U.S. system to fully recover, terminate all of the millions of Biden illegal admissions, including those signed by Sleepy Joe Biden's auto pen, and remove anyone who is not a net asset to the United States or is incapable of loving our country. End all federal benefits and subsidies to non-citizens of our country, denaturalize migrants who undermine domestic tranquility, and deport any foreign national who is a public charge, security risk, or non-compatible with Western civilization. He ends with this. These goals will be pursued with the aim of achieving a major reduction in illegal and disruptive populations, including those admitted through an unauthorized and illegal auto pen approval process. Only reverse migration can fully cure the situation. Other than that, happy Thanksgiving to all, except those that hate, steal, murder, and destroy everything that America stands for. You won't be here for long! Exclamation point. That is the full, unadulterated Truth Social post and tweet from Donald J. Trump. I am horrified by this tweet, by the use of the language that he used about our governor, but I shouldn't be. And that's what I want to ask you. Are you as horrified as I am, or we got what we voted for? And I know many of you out there did not vote for Donald Trump. And those of you that did, is this okay now? Are we going to call each other the R word and claim people came, elected congresswoman? I am no fan of Ilhan Omar. Claim that she came into the country illegally? 651-461-9226. I just needed to share that with you if you hadn't heard the story yet. And then I wanted to give you a space to vent. I am horrified by this, by these words. And I will always be horrified when I hear people called out this way, especially from the President of the United States. Six five one four six one nine two two six. This texter, Trump's words might not be politically correct, but Walz's leadership is terrible, and Congresswoman Omar really doesn't support Americans. You can't pledge your allegiance to Somalia and represent America. Next text. How can anyone think Trump is anything but the thin-skinned narcissist he's shown himself to be at every turn? No accountability, always trying to lay blame at everyone else's feet. Everyone else is low IQ, the worst ever. Every accusation is a confession. fascinating. John is in Brooklyn Park. John, go ahead, John. Vent.
Yeah, hi. The two questions that you just asked, are you horrified and is this what we're voting for?
Yeah.
The answer, unfortunately, to both is yes. I mean, that's, they're, unfortunately, that is what the country voted for. It's disturbing, it's disgusting, it's horrific, and every word you can possibly think of, but this is what a lot of people in our country determined was apparently the best course of action for them. I can only hope for their own sake that somehow they get benefit from the individual they elected into office, because God knows, I don't think anything's coming for them. So I very sincerely hope they get something that's positive for them, but I don't think anybody in this country is going to see anything positive from this man remaining in office, and the next 3 years are just going to be a storm of thing after thing of ridiculous, disgusting behavior that's going to be a stain on our country for decades.
John, I so appreciate this call, and thank you also for being horrified. I think when we normalize this kind of behavior, that's when our culture really takes a nosedive. I appreciate the call, John. Thank you, sir. Butch is in Andover. Butch, jump in here.
All right, Jordan, you got to settle down, my dear. Whether
continue.
You like him or not, mm-hmm. you know, go ahead. What?
No, you continue. I gave you the microphone. Continue. Go ahead. I have to settle down. Go ahead.
Okay, no. Yeah, well, I just said you got to settle down. I mean, I don't like the guy either, but he's doing what's best in our interest. I mean, you got to look at the things that have been going on, and if your family was victimized by some of these illegal immigrants and all that, you'd be on the same page. Trump, the way he talks, the words he uses, horrible. Immature, he's nuts. But I have to agree with all the things that he's doing. And we have to get rid of the border, you know, get rid of these people and lock down our borders.
That's Butch in Andover. I'm glad you got a chance to chime in here. Yosef is in St. Louis Park. Yosef, jump in here. What do you think about this?
Yes. Good morning, Jordana.
Good morning.
I could not agree with every word of it more if I tried. I might take some issue with some of the wording, but that's not a reason to throw out the baby with the bathwater. What he's saying is true. I think anyone who thinks about it rationally realizes we have a problem. Is it nice to call someone retarded? No. Did he mean it that they're retarded? I don't think so. He's saying that their behavior is ridiculous. And that goes for our governor. That goes for Ilhan Omar. And, you know, I think there's still some hope for Minnesota if the problem gets corrected. Now, it doesn't mean discriminated against Somalis. It doesn't mean that's what we're supposed to do. It means we're supposed to deal with people who are not here illegally, people who are messing up the system, people who are in a wholesale way literally gaming the system illegally. I mean, one scandal after another. It doesn't seem that our governor has really done a whole lot to really stem that. And if he has, well, I'm not aware of it. And, I couldn't agree with him more.
Yosef, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate you listening, and I'm glad you shared today with us. Thank you for joining us.
Yes, it's
fine. Is Phil ready or no? We're going to take a break. Let's get one more in. Phil in South St. Paul. Hi, Phil.
Good morning, Jordana. Yeah, I absolutely think it's horrifying that he keeps so low to call our governor retarded. You know, some people may not think he's the brightest man in the world, but that's beside the point. When you get to that level of pettiness and, you know, he's just a name caller. I just can't stand it.
Yeah. Phil, thank you.
Yeah, it's just, I work with physically disabled kids, and some of those kids are the sweetest people in the world.
For sure. For sure.
And I'd like to have Chad Hartman's, I wonder what his opinion is on Donald Trump using that word.
Well,
I know he despises
mm-hmm,
it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you'll get to hear it this afternoon.
Yeah, Chad's, so when you see Chad, mm-hmm. yeah, I'm sure he's going to be all over that one.
Chad, absolutely.
You have a great day.
Thank you for calling in, Phil. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Went a little late on that last segment, and I will bring back that because so many of you texted in and did not get your voice heard. And this is an interesting topic, but I do want to move to Joe Lindsley. Joe is our reporter on the ground in Ukraine. He's the editor of Under Fire News. He is live from Ukraine, and he is joining us. It used to be Ukrainian Freedom Network, and now it's changed. So any of you that are confused by that, you should be following Under Fire News live from Ukraine. And Joe is joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Always great to hear your voice, Joe.
Hey, Jordana. I hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. And as I was just telling your producers, I'm here in Lviv, where it was a nice day because there were no Russian bombings. Obviously, the big news today is that President Zelensky's top advisor, Andriy Yermak, has resigned. And this is relating to the corruption scandals. And this is probably something that has been wanted by Biden officials and Trump officials and almost every single Ukrainian I know. So that's the big news, which we can discuss. But first, I'll say, you know, as I arrived in Lviv yesterday on Thanksgiving, one reason I came west here, I needed a small break because the bombings in Kyiv have been so intense. And even just a few days ago in Kyiv, there was one of the worst attacks with a combination of hypersonic missiles, drones, and cruise missiles. And at one point, there was a drone so close to me. I lay down on the ground waiting for impact. And at the last second, it sort of went to a different direction. But to help the listeners sort of feel what it's like, imagine you're in a shelter and everyone, you hear the sound of the hypersonic missiles swooshing overhead. You hear the building shakes with explosions as the missiles land. And then in between all that, constantly you hear this lawnmower-like buzzing of the drones. And then when the drone is coming toward its target, the sound changes as it careens downward. And so when you hear that sound change above your head, everyone in the shelter, you look at each other in total silence and just waiting, thinking that this could be you. This could be, it could be your last moment. That's what it feels like in Kyiv. Even as we talk about all the geopolitical stuff, that reality is still happening on a regular basis.
I am so sorry to hear that. It's been 4 years, and I know you told David, he asked you how your Thanksgiving was, and you said, good, because I didn't get bombed yesterday. And that is such a low bar, Joe. And I honestly, I just have such empathy for you guys for having to endure this. Like, I wonder what's left in Kyiv to bomb? What's left in Ukraine that the Russians have not invaded yet?
Well, Kyiv is the seventh biggest city in Europe. And one thing that people don't really realize is that Ukrainians are rebuilding. They're not waiting for after the war. They rebuild even now.
Okay.
Cafes that are lose their windows still operate. Mm-hmm. And so there is still that. And this is the biggest country in Europe. One thing that's giving some people some hope, so this is the resignation of Andriy Yermak. And some people would call him the great cardinal. I mean, he grew up with Zelensky, and that's an important thing to remember. Mm-hmm. When you're in a war, go back and read the stories of Churchill and or FDR. You want to have people close to you, near you. But I can say that every single I know people who know Yermak personally, and they like him. That's one thing I have to make clear. Mm-hmm. But every single Ukrainian I know, soldier or civilian, these 4 years of reporting, who doesn't know Yermak, hates him.
Really?
And so people are very happy. Oh, yeah. They control their, they weren't too loud about this. But if you talk to people on the ground, they were not happy with the things, with the perception of corruption, the perception of, who is this guy who's unelected and what kind of authority does he have? And I was just speaking in preparation for this conversation a few minutes ago with a Ukrainian who's a member of the civilian oversight committee of the NABU, which is the anti-corruption agency of Ukraine. And he said to me these words. He said, "This is great news today with the resignation of Yermak." So, by the way, the NABU raided Yermak's home early this morning. And Yermak lives within the sort of gated presidential compound in Kyiv. Mm-hmm. His home was raided by the anti-corruption agency. And the member of the civilian oversight committee said, "This is great because this means there are no untouchables in Ukraine." Mm-hmm. Not many countries can say that. No one can take this away from us. We will not tolerate corruption. And interestingly, this NABU agency that has been investigating not only Yermak, but in the past weeks, they announced that they had uncovered a corruption scandal. Ukrainian, senior officials in the presidential office grifting on the funds that were coming in to support the rebuilding of Ukraine's energy infrastructure. We don't know for sure how closely, Yermak is in that dragnet, but clearly he's under suspicion of some sort. And the agency that is doing this investigation is independent. And this is the same agency that in July, President Zelensky and his top advisor, Yermak, running the office, they tried to put this agency under the control of Yermak in July. And when the Ukrainian people found that out, they took to the streets. And I was here, I was in Kyiv. Almost 100,000 people in the streets in Kyiv, in Odessa, in Lviv. It was the first wartime protest. And they were protesting not the war. They were protesting the fact that Zelensky was going to put the independent anti-corruption agency under his control. And the protests were so the people, they did not leave the streets. They would leave at curfew. So they sort of were well behaved. But they stayed in the streets for weeks until President Zelensky changed his position. And the entire parliament unanimously voted to keep this agency independent. And now we see perhaps why some people wanted to shut the agency down, because they raided the home of Yermak today. But Yermak has resigned. We don't know how it's going to shake out. But I think many people are hoping that this is an important chance for Ukraine to change the optics. And I think the story that I know will be missed in the headlines is that how much Ukrainians hate corruption and how much they're willing to fight it, even in wartime.
I understand that they hate corruption, and I'm glad it seems that some sort of justice has prevailed. But is this the right time for this during wartime? Are the Ukrainians sort of shooting themselves in the foot by removing a trusted advisor of Zelensky at this time in the middle of a war? And again, I have no tolerance for corruption, but it seems like they're divided about an issue that is more civil related than survival related.
Well, you know, this was the position of Yermak and his dwindling number of supporters. But I would say for Ukrainians, they say this is why they made those protests last summer. They say, no, we are fighting, so we're not a society like Russia. Mm. Something like this would never happen in Russia. It might not even happen in the U.S. to this degree. But they're saying, no, this is exactly why we're fighting, and we have to sort of have this sort of dignity. And of course, also the Russians were, you know, as these headlines are breaking about the energy scandal, the Russians will use that against Ukraine. There also was a fear, and people don't say this publicly, but most people with whom I speak, including British folks and other very smart observers here, that the corruption scandal and so the cloud of perceived corruption around Yermak was perhaps pushing the Zelensky administration to make a deal that the Ukrainian people would not approve. So to get that deal done quickly so that they could have a win and sort of be protected. And that was... So they wanted this, the Ukrainians actually wanted this off the table so they can just say, no, this is not about the president or his team. This is about the Ukrainian people wanting to be free. And so there is a hope. And, you know, and again, I mean, going back to the times of, you know, when Biden was president and talking with officials from both administrations and people, you know, who knew pretty well the mood in the Biden White House and Trump White House, you know, frankly, no, they just simply didn't like Yermak. And, a lot, you know, unfortunately, personalities matter, even in times of great crisis, especially in times of great crisis. And so there is a chance here for Ukraine to present a new optic. And there was a fear that Yermak would try to bring Zelensky down with him. It seems like, thankfully, I think that's not going to happen. Okay. And so I say that there's a sense of a little bit of a clean slate. And Ukrainians, I think, want the world to know that this they talk about corruption because they don't like it. And they're going to fight it wherever they can.
Love that. Okay, I'm worried about the people of Ukraine because we talk about this as winter approaches every year. It's cold, and Russia has consistently targeted Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Is the infrastructure still in place to keep Ukrainians safe as this war rages on?
Well, yeah, I mean, Ukrainians have, you know, the generators are out. Every cafe you go to, every shop, you know, they have their generator at the ready. Right now, the power situation is okay in Lviv. I was just talking to people in Kyiv, you know, which is a city of high rises, and there's no power right now in many parts of Kyiv. Which, just imagine you have to schlep up like 15 flights or 20 flights. You can't use the elevator. So that's the reality that people face, is sort of the price they're willing to pay to be free. So, and it's not even that cold yet. So, you know, if things don't change drastically, it is going to be a difficult winter. But people are accustomed and used to that. And meanwhile, we still have, the city called Pokrovsk. Is sort of the current fulcrum of the land war. Mm-hmm. And back in August, all the experts, Jordana, all the experts said it was going to fall in days. And you know, they've been saying that really for, by the way, at this moment, the air raid alarms are sounding throughout the entire country, which means in this case, their Russian MiGs are up in the air, and the MiGs are capable of firing hypersonic missiles. So that automatically triggers a nationwide alert because those missiles can hit as soon as you know that they've been launched, they can hit Kyiv within 2 minutes. They can hit us here in Lviv within 6 minutes. So we're under this alert now.
Well, do you need to go to a shelter?
No, especially in Lviv. I mean, I have 6 minutes, Jordana. And you get used to it. And you, all I do in these moments, you monitor the channels to see if something's coming your way. But there's not much you can do unless, in the face of these Kinzhal missiles. They're quite destructive. And, that's just the reality here. But so the city of Pokrovsk, just so people know, that the battle is raging there. The Russians almost every day are claiming they've taken it. They haven't yet. And Ukrainians, against all odds, are still holding on there. Notably, as we enter into the holiday season here, that town of Pokrovsk, it means the protective veil of the Virgin Mary. Mm-hmm. And the great Russian chess master, Garry Kasparov, who supports Ukraine, he said, he was speaking in Canada yesterday, he said, we have to remember Ukrainians are protecting all of Europe. And it's really, right now, despite all the politics, the fighting at that little place called Pokrovsk is what is holding the line right now. And the Ukrainians are still holding.
It's amazing and it's beautiful. Before I let you go, we're hearing peace talk rumors. I don't know if any of this is true. That's why I'm asking that there are quiet diplomatic. There's a quiet diplomatic movement. It's talking about, ceasefires and maybe some land for peace. What do you know about these peace talks? Are they real? And is Ukraine willing to give land for peace at this point?
Well, I think so. One thing that's clear in all the media coverage about this is that no matter what Zelensky might agree to deal-wise, if the Ukrainian people don't approve it, it's not going to work. And if he tries to override the will of the people, there will be a revolution. As we saw that mini revolution in July when he tried to, control the anti-corruption agency, mm-hmm. the people would not tolerate something they won't approve of. So that's always missed. So if there is a deal that Zelensky approves, if the people like it, it can work. There's a reluctance to give up lots of land. I think, there's questions about Crimea, but it's very interesting in Washington. I know that in the White House, they do not understand that they're not only dealing with, when they talk with Ukraine, they're not only dealing with Zelensky, they're dealing with the Ukrainian people. And the White House does not understand that at all right now.
That's true democracy, it sounds like, over there in Ukraine. We could learn something.
Yeah, we saw that in process today with the resignation of Yermak. So mm-hmm. I think that's. But the question is, can democracy survive in the face of ballistic missiles and tanks? And that's the question.
You're answering that question, Joe. We have about a minute left. What else do you need our listeners to know? What do you want to leave us with?
Well, Sarah, you're welcome to follow the work of my team and I at underfire.news. From there, you can access us on X and Instagram. There is a sense we are in this the darkest hour, it feels, in many ways. And I think there's going to be a lot happening in the coming days. So I welcome you to follow me at underfire.news, X and Instagram, to see what updates might be happening. And I think on a positive note, and another story that is completely missed, the Ukrainian innovation with AI and drones in the warfare, that's a huge reason why, despite with fewer soldiers, they're able to hold on. That narrative is not talked about enough. And as America sort of becomes more and more fearful of China, Ukraine, I think, really has the answers on how to be, even as an underdog, how to resist, mm-hmm. A great army. So I hope that story sort of breaks through more and more. But I think this is everyone here is prepared for I have had warnings, even we might have it in the next few minutes, that the Russians, whenever they feel that they're losing the advantage, you're going to pour a new set of hellfire upon Ukraine. So we are expecting some pretty significant attacks, I think, in the next few days.
Joe, get yourself safe. Hello to your mother, Peggy. I'm sure she's terrifyingly worried about you. And just stay safe, my friend, and we'll check in with you soon.
So, Daniel, thanks so much, and Shabbat Shalom to you, and happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Shabbat Shalom. Underfire.news. Follow Joe Lindsley. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I like it, too. Spencer Sutherland?
Yeah. Yeah, great song.
Is it old?
No, it's pretty new.
Rocking out to this.
Yeah.
I like it. Boy, we have a fully news-packed show on a day we should be completely phoning it in.
I know, we're supposed to be talking about how to make a turkey sandwich today.
Right.
And we're talking about a lot of serious stuff.
And we did AI, we did Joe Lindsley, we've done the president's tweet. Wow. And then coming up, I'm so looking forward to talking with this guest. The Minnesota Wild is doing a broadcast in the language Ojibwe. And I think this is amazing. A board member from the Midwest Indigenous Immersion Network is going to be joining us. Why did they make this decision? How can you access this? It's revolutionary. So I am really looking forward to talking with our next guest. I will promise you, I will do my best to pronounce the Ojibwe name properly when I introduce him. But stay tuned for that, because, yeah, little sports, but mostly why the Wild will be broadcast in Ojibwe. Cool story after the news.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.